92.7 FM.
Good evening, everybody. Jimmy K, Rocker, Terry Barr, hanging out with you on a Saturday night. Local independent music for 6 hours. That's what we're all about. Wrapping up our Atwood Fest coverage with the Sunday lineup. Kirsty Krause here and Bird. Affected by your criticism, posing by your cynicism, lies dim the shine inside of me. Been living in a shadow of clouds, but this is my philosophy now. Hey, hey, I grit my teeth and barely forget it. You ain't even strong enough to steal my pride. Shame, don't go marry, share it with somebody else who wants to waste their time. I'm gonna raise my cheeks and smile for you. It's just wrong. Every breath is my currency. Spend it on the positive, loving how I'm dropping it. I let a fly, spread wings. Only in my head and my dreams. Read between the pointer and ring. Hey, hey, I'm putting my teeth in bed. Breath is my currency. Spend it on the positive, loving how I'm dropping in.
Sync Radio, we are local music. That's Kirsty Krause and Bird. That's one of her latest songs. What is that? From Yes You Can, 2021 release there. Kirsty, a good friend of the show, and she is playing Atwood Fest. In fact, Rocker is here to tell us about the Sunday at the Heritage Stage. And Rocker, I got to tell you two things. We got to go back to Saturday. The second set on the Heritage Stage belongs to Owen Mays. That's his memorial memorial set there.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have a PBR in hand and come toast Owen Mays with me on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a tough one. And probably for for people who don't know, Jimmy, Owen Mays was set to play at Atwood Fest. I want to say 2015's Atwood Fest.
That's right.
And, you know, we were setting up. In fact, I was talking to him that Wednesday night, and he passed away in his sleep just 2 days before he was to play Atwood Fest. And he was so excited to play Atwood Fest. Yeah. It was really, you know, kind of heartbreaking. But, you know, we had a band kind of fill in. And so we kind of, that's why we call it the Heritage Stage, I think.
The band that filled in was Shishi. And the guitarist, vocalist for Shishi is Dana Perry. She's playing the Heritage Stage this year. It's a full circle.
It is a full circle. How about that?
Yep. So the Heritage, I think the name really refers to the Madison Heritage Stage.
Yeah. That's cool.
To, you know, our fallen artists, there's so many who have come before us here in Madison in the music scene, mm-hmm. and that are here no longer. But you know what? A lot of times you'll often hear their music on Max Inc. Radio.
Absolutely.
Rocker's Closet. Yep.
Yep.
What's in my closet, Jimmy? Well, here we go. The Madison Heritage Stage presented by The Alchemy at noon. We're going to open with Ted Hefko and the Thousand Airs, another band from New Orleans.
Really?
Yeah. But, you know, the interesting thing is, and it's going to be interesting, that Ted Hefko and Sam Price, they both have Madison roots.
Oh, I love that.
So Ted's coming back, you know, and he'll be here, and I think he has some, so he's from here.
Yeah.
So he went many years ago down to New Orleans. I can't help but say, I'm from the North.
Are they carpooling?
Oh.
Yeah. No, but they're.
And I need more po' boys.
Oh, my God.
But I know Sam Price is actually. I know Sam Price. They're going to be playing out at, I believe, Shank Hall, like the next night or so. Like,
oh,
if you go.
Good.
I think if you go to the MaxIncRadio.com page right now, MaxIncRadio.com, and hit calendar. Go click on Shank Hall. You'll see Sam Price and Thousand Air. Also, Red Rooster. He's going to do a show here just after Atwood Fest, actually. I think it's a crazy thing to play at Atwood Fest night at another bar. But, you know, I don't know. People will be out at the Red Rooster. It'll be a different crowd. So that's awesome. You know, he gets another gig. Let's see. So Ted Hefko and the Thousand Airs, they open Sunday Heritage Stage at noon. Then Kirsty Krause. And, you know, Kirstie's from here. She was with Thirsty Jones.
Yes, yes. Thank you. I couldn't remember.
I know her as Thirsty Kirstie.
Ah!
And so she moved down to Nashville, and she's been blowing up, country star down there.
I got to tell you something.
Yeah?
She has, you know, this is coming from a girl, even though I'm working with both of you guys.
Okay.
She was modeling these fabulous outfits. She got stage attire. Okay. I'm loving it. Yeah. All the girls in the audience are going to love it, and I think probably a lot of the guys are going to love it, too.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
You know. I just had to share that. She's adorable.
She's country star all around. Mm-hmm. She belongs there. Like, you see her, and it's written on her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wear your belt buckle.
Yeah, man.
The bigger, the better.
Right. 3:45, Jimmy, another lady that we play her music all the time because we love her, and she's played on the show actually a few times now, the Kelsey Miles Band, but this is going to be an 8-piece band.
The full band.
You know, we've had her on here solo, right? And we've even had her on, I think, with some musicians, but not an 8-piece band with horns and stuff. So this is going to be...
She's also working on a CD for that. With that
good.
Band.
Good. Yeah. Oh, what a treat.
And now for the headlining band at the Heritage Stage on Sunday, Jimmy, this guy's won awards, blues shows. He's on tour. We kind of captured him coming off tour. He's from Williamsburg, Pennsylvania. It's Gabe Stillman. And Gabe Stillman is he's going to be a blues sensation. Like, he's popping up. And you'll maybe be able to catch him coming up later in the summer out in Milwaukee. He'll be touring around. But we're going to kind of get him in this area, you know, before that happens. So
you
I would say
first. That's okay.
Well, actually, you know what? We won't get him first.
Oh, okay.
The Prairie Dog Blues Fest, the night before Atwood Fest, he's going to be coming. And you know what? The thing is we partner with Prairie Dog because, you know, I mean, in order to bring in some of these artists from out of town and on tour, you have to share. You have to figure out, you know, the finances.
It's all about sharing.
And everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You have to partner with people to get bigger artists to come in.
Well, and it sounds like we will not want to miss this.
No.
Okay.
It's going to be good. But, Jimmy, I still want to just talk quickly about the Sugar Maple Stage.
Okay.
So on the first day, there will be two bands, Sandblaster and Slag, I believe. And they'll be kids bands. They're from Madison Music Foundry. So Madison Music Foundry, you know, gives lessons to kids, and they put together kind of these bands of the kids doing lessons, you know, kind of like Girls Rock Camp type of thing. And then they premiere kind of on that Saturday. And then on Sunday, we're going to kind of be throwing in a new thing here, and we're going to honor Rock Onsen. And they're going to kind of do this teen fest. So we're going to have Geology Club, and they're from out in Waukesha, and they're in the finals this year to win Rock Onsen. And they're really blowing up out there. It's unreal. They're playing Friday Night Live down there in Waukesha. And so they're a Waukesha band. And then after Geology Club, the band that won Rock Onsen last year, You Got the Message. And You Got the Message features Brady Katarkis from the Black Star Drumline.
Nice.
And now he's kind of broken out on his own, and he's got his own band. So they're going to be doing that. So it's, you know, we got stuff for each age there. And now we're kind of bringing in a little teen stage and maybe a little older than teen. I don't know.
I'm really interested. I love the Rock Onsen. I love Dennis Graham.
Oh, absolutely.
He's awesome. Let's check out this band. I have not heard this song. Okay. Rocker, I think you might have played it or you listened to it. You Got the Message. You Got the Message.
You got it, Jimmy. All
right. Find Your Wings is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I thought of getting out of bed. I'd rather lay here with you instead. I thought of getting you a drink. I'd rather sit here and watch you think. I thought of calling up your phone. I'd rather go to your house and hope you're there to greet me with your smile. A long drive, but it's worth my while. Thousand different ways.
Every time that I see you, I don't know what to say. Every time that I need you, you just come to my place. My mind's so trying to understand these things. My time is running out, I better hurry, find my wings.
Miles, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Six strings, my hands don't rest. I got a secret song I have to confess. Everything I've known feels so strange. So sets on a new horizon. Spend late nights just fantasizing. And I lose myself in the light. Change. I bury all that I have in a grave, but my six strings makes me feel at home. Well, light's too bright, and now I'm afraid.
Maxxinc Radio, we are local music. That's Kelsey Miles' latest album, or latest song, actually, I should say, Save My Soul. She's playing at Woodfest on Sunday. She's also playing La Fête Marquette on July 16th at the Sun Stage. Oh, go get yourself some Kelsey Miles. You'll be thankful later. Mm-hmm. Happy Saturday, everybody. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Terry Barr and Rocker. Maxxinc Radio is sponsored by Daly's Bar and Grill in Sun Prairie. Gourmet food. Handmade, never off the truck. Daly'sBarAndGrill.com. Also by Noah's Ark Pet Center. They have everything you need to keep your fur family happy, healthy, and looking their best. Schedule your pet's next grooming appointment now at noahsarkpetcenter.net. It is time for Bar Notes with Terry Barr. News from around the Madison music scene.
You got it. All over the place, I'm digging up
what's
the bar
happening?
Notes. Well, here's a note for you on Kelsey Miles. We just heard from her. We talked a while ago that she was going to start an open mic show where basically you can get up and sing with her and other musicians. So it's kind of that really cool, like, I want to do this song. And your band is going to back me? Wow. This happens every Thursday night now at Anchor in Edgerton. And I believe they start already at like 6 o'clock at night.
Man, if I could sing. Only if I could sing.
Wouldn't that be amazing? Yeah.
Thank God he doesn't.
Ah, come on. All right.
Deaf.
A couple shout outs.
You ever seen a karaoke with this guy?
I'd like to see, but it sounds like I shouldn't, I guess. Hey, a couple shout outs. And this is fun because this is how people are finding us. First of all, Dave from the north side of Madison. Hey, Dave, I know you're listening. He found us last weekend when he was driving between Milwaukee and Madison. And you know what grabbed him? The Judas Priest song we just happened to play.
From Dom. Dom's pick. Yeah.
And he said, I loved it. I stuck with it. And then I heard you guys. And yeah, he said to me, I was having so much fun with your show, I ended up listening to the entire show.
Wow. Welcome, Dave. Thank you.
Yes. And he said he was going to be back here tonight. And I know he is. And then Mark in Milwaukee tells me he listens to us every Saturday at the WAUKradio.com stream.
Oh, yeah.
So there we go. Thanks, Mark.
Radio.
I know, isn't that awesome? Quick update for you on Madison Malone. She was on with us last week, an interview prior to her show at the Burr Oak in Madison. She ended up playing all these new nursery songs that she had been writing during the pandemic, and she shared all of those for the first time with the audience and then asked for their feedback. And she says, I'm getting the most awesome feedback, and what I'm going to do is take it and turn it into my next album.
Oh, my gosh.
So anybody that is giving feedback to her, you are helping create her next album.
And children's songs, is that right?
Yeah. Wow. Yep. New Baby. So she's been inspired by the New Baby.
Yeah. I'm thinking about 2.5 Men right now. Didn't Charlie Sheen do a thing like that?
Well, he did always have his piano in his house. I don't know if we ever got to see him play, but you're right. Okay, two more things in the bar notes tonight. Who's Playing? Have you heard of that band?
No.
W-H-O-Z Playing. Their first show is tomorrow, 2 o'clock in the afternoon at the Hop Garden.
Oh,
in Paoli or Paoli. I know everybody likes to pronounce it a little different. Led by our friend Dave Adler.
Oh, Mr. Steely Dave.
Oh, totally. I have no idea who else is in this band. And he said, we're keeping it a surprise to get people to come out and join us. But he said, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Wow.
Who's Playing? Finally, and I hate to end on a sad note, but I feel like we need to give him some love and some positive vibes. I don't know if you guys heard, but Roy Elkins, big friend of the Madison music scene, helped start the MAMAs, the Madison Area Music Association Awards. Roy has COVID. Though vaccinated and boosted, he was, I believe, in the hospital for a couple of days.
Oh, man.
And they just put out a little note to some folks and said, please just send positive thoughts to Roy. And I know we all dig him and, you know, really appreciate everything he's done. So, you know, if you can, you know, think about him for a couple of minutes and send some good vibes. And I know he's going to be great. He's going to, you know, this is a bad thing, but Roy's even badder.
Yeah.
There's
Let's
your bar
go,
notes.
Roy.
Yeah.
Roy, for
yes.
sure. Terry Barr, thank you so much for bar notes today. They were very tasty. you'd mentioned Madison Malone. Let's quiet down and listen to Madison Malone, Max Inc. Radio.
Wear the mask, they won't know if you love them or him or her. I don't believe that love could be a sin. Why not show you all of me? Give you everything. Oh, this is not easy. Yeah, this is not. I feel warm and safe within her arms. They can't tell me the way I'm living does anyone harm. If there's a God, I'm sure they brought you to me. Now
Unplug from the politics and crank it up.
Talking to the devil.
With Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.